Simplicity makes ideas sticky. When explaining an idea, less is often more effective. Too many details can cause people to forget the main point. It's best to condense the idea into a single clear statement. This simplification helps everyone grasp the core meaning without losing its essence. Though challenging, this approach ensures that ideas stick in people's minds longer. Journalists must excel in crafting headlines that seize readers' attention and summarize entire articles. A poorly written headline can overshadow an excellent article, preventing it from gaining the recognition it deserves. For instance, Southwest Airlines' slogan "The Low Fare Airline" effectively communicates their competitive pricing memorably. A simple, catchy statement like this sticks with readers far better than a detailed price comparison that quickly fades from memory. Unexpected ideas stick. The brain conserves energy by going on autopilot, letting familiar things pass by unnoticed. It pays no mind to what it expects. When something unexpected happens, though, the brain snaps out of autopilot. It switches to full alert, giving the unexpected our complete attention. Imagine a flight attendant giving the usual safety instructions before takeoff. The frequent flyers on board are so used to it that they hardly pay any attention. But if she suddenly said, "While there may be 50 ways to leave your lover, there's only one way off this plane," everyone would listen. It's surprising how quickly people ignore everyday things. By presenting an idea surprisingly or memorably, it grabs the attention it deserves. Curiosity gaps, making ideas memorable. Grabbing someone's attention and keeping it are two major challenges when spreading an idea. Many people go through life on autopilot because they think they already know what they need to know. The best way to get someone's attention is to show them there's something important they don't know yet. This snaps them out of autopilot by creating curiosity gaps in their understanding that they feel a strong need to fill, even if they weren't interested in the topic before. Detective novels masterfully use clues and misleading hints to keep readers guessing whodunit. This technique, known as the curiosity gap, is so effective that even celebrity magazines employ it on their covers to boost sales. The only way to satisfy your curiosity is by reading on to uncover the full story. To grab your audience's attention, start with something unexpected. Surprising facts and figures work well for this and are effective for introducing any idea. For example, why do 40% of our customers account for only 10% of our total sales? This question will stick in their minds and make them eager to learn more about the main idea. Descriptive and concrete ideas stick well. People often speak in abstract ways, especially when they know a lot about a topic. This happens because they struggle to imagine how their words might sound to others. They forget to ask themselves, how will this sound to someone else? In an interesting experiment, one person tapped out a familiar song, for example Jingle Bells, on a table while another tried to guess the tune based solely on the taps. The tapper, who knew the melody in their head, assumed the listener could correctly identify the song about half the time. However, in reality, listeners only guessed correctly around 2.5% of the time. This discrepancy shows how the tapper's internal experience of the melody misled them about what the listener could discern from the taps alone. Clarity in communication. People often forget that not everyone shares their depth of knowledge on a topic, whether it's a tune in their head or the specifics of an idea. Using vague terms in conversation is like tapping on a table to convey a melody, it just doesn't get the message across. To ensure understanding, we need to speak in clear, concrete terms. It also helps to use examples or descriptive imagery to illustrate our points effectively. Using clear, specific examples makes ideas easier to grasp and remember. Instead of saying a retail worker delivered outstanding customer service, describe how they gave a customer a refund on a shirt bought at another store branch. Rather than stating a fox altered his taste to suit his means, explain how he convinced himself that the grapes he couldn't reach were sour. The more detailed and concrete an idea, the more likely it is to stick and be shared. Build credibility in ideas. Ideas gain traction when people believe in them. Credibility is key, often achieved by experts supporting the idea. An expert doesn't always wear a lab coat. For instance, the anti-smoking campaign featured a woman who started smoking at 10 and now, needing her second lung transplant, appears much older than her years. Her appearance alone adds weight to her story. Using statistics effectively in storytelling can significantly enhance credibility. Instead of relying solely on abstract numbers, it's crucial to use concrete facts that paint a clear picture. For instance, in an anti-war campaign, stating that the world's current nuclear arsenal is 5,000 times more powerful than the bomb dropped on Hiroshima provides a vivid reference point. This comparison challenges people to grasp the immense scale of nuclear proliferation. It makes the message clear: the world needs to address the dangers of nuclear weapons. Additionally, this statistic gives the audience a straightforward way to share and spread the campaign's message effectively. When you refer directly to your audience, it boosts your credibility. Ronald Reagan's campaign slogan asked voters a direct question: ask yourself, are you better off now than you were 4 years ago? People often trust their judgment more than experts. When your audience can verify your message for themselves, it becomes more believable. Emotions drive action. To persuade people to donate to starving African children, two ways work. One shows stark facts and numbers about how many kids are starving and dying daily, while the other uses a single picture of a child in need who could be saved by a donation. The first method targets the logical side of our minds. If the stats are believable, we might acknowledge them but not necessarily act. The second method tugs directly at our emotions. It's as credible as the first. We see a visibly hungry child, but it's more likely to make us act. Emotions, not reason or statistics, drive human behavior. To spur people into action effectively, messages must appeal directly to emotions. For instance, an anti-smoking campaign has a greater impact when it shows real-life images of individuals whose health and lives have been devastated by cigarettes. Such images deeply move the audience, unlike cold facts and numbers. Therefore, it's crucial to focus on emotional triggers rather than dry facts when presenting ideas. Incentivized appeals drive action. Appeals work because people care more about people than facts and figures. But most of all, people care about themselves. Before doing something, they always ask, "What's in it for me?" To succeed, a company shouldn't just list the features of a new TV, it should show customers how these features can benefit them personally. A campaign in Texas aimed to stop young people from littering. It used the slogan "Don't mess with Texas," voiced by Texan celebrities and athletes. They were figures the young Texans looked up to. The idea was to make them think, "Real Texans like me don't leave litter on the sidewalk." The goal was to help them see themselves at home, enjoying the benefits of a cleaner environment. Stories are the best for memorable ideas. Stories are like mental flight simulators. They let us imagine ourselves in situations and think about how we'd react. When trying to spread an idea, many people make a big mistake. They ditch the story and go for a catchy slogan instead. Slogans can help an idea stick in our minds, but they often don't move us to take action. This is where stories shine. For instance, Subway saw a huge success by sharing Jared Fogle's story. He was very overweight but managed to get healthy by eating 2 Subway meals a day. His story inspired people far more than any slogan could. Many great stories follow a few key patterns. One common type is the David versus Goliath challenge, where a small underdog takes on a mighty opponent. These stories often motivate others to act courageously, inspired by David's example. Another pattern involves reaching out, where a stranger helps someone in need, like a good Samaritan. These tales encourage better social behavior and empathy. Stories of creativity, like Newton's apple incident leading to his theory of gravity, encourage people to think differently and be innovative. Key points 1. Simplify your ideas into a single clear statement to make them memorable. 2. Use unexpected elements to grab and keep people's attention. 3. Create curiosity gaps to engage and maintain interest. 4. Use concrete and descriptive examples to convey ideas. 5. Build credibility by using relatable stories and trusted sources. 6. Appeal to emotions rather than just presenting facts to drive action. 7. Share stories to inspire and motivate rather than relying solely on slogans.